message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I want to appreciate the Almighty God tonight. It's a privilege. It's a real privilege. I want to tell God, I thank God, I appreciate God. And I want to thank God, I want to appreciate our Father in the Lord. I see it as an honor to stand in the presence of my Father. I want you to jam your hands together for our Papa in the house tonight. God, we bless you for our Papa. We appreciate you for your grace upon his life. We want to appreciate God for Mama. We thank you. Our resident pastor, Pastor Moshebi, all the pastors in the house, we bless God for your life. And I want you to tell yourself, I appreciate myself. I appreciate myself tonight. Praise the Lord. Assessing a new season of increase. Today is the second day in this personal prayer program. And this month has been tagged, has been declared as a month of new season and great restoration. Praise the Lord. And I pray for you and I tonight that the theme of this month will find quick expression in our life in the name of Jesus. Probably there are some things you have lost since the beginning of the year. From January to date, you have not received them. You have been anticipating for them. I tell you, everything you have lost in this month of September, determined to restore, to reclaim everything back in the name of Jesus. We are all going to enter into our new season in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. The topic tonight is assessing a new season of increase. Yesterday, our pastor took us through the topic, introduction to new season. And by the grace of God, he described yesterday the different types of season that we have. He told us that we have the summer, the autumn, the winter, and you know, the fourth season. And in our world here, we have the rainy season and the dry season. And I tell you, everyone look forward to each of these seasons. The Almighty God, our Father, is also a God of season. Praise the Lord. He said in his time, he said, as the heart remaineth, seed time, harvest time, cold and winter shall not cease. Praise the Lord. So God is a God of season. God is a God of season. Our God is a God of new season. Our God is a God of time and season. Praise the Lord. As I've told us, as we learned yesterday, we also learned, a pastor took us through different divinations. He gave us some divinations of a new season. And he said a new season can be a phase, you know, a phase, an end to a phase, and the beginning of another. They are probably said it's a time of probably you have been passing through some problems. And God desires to give you another time. A change in season is a change in problem. Praise the Lord. He said it is a positive change of circumstance that decorates your destiny. Praise the Lord. And yesterday he took us in-depthly into some things, you know, that can help us to enter into our season. You know, I remember he told us some of them, some of it is obedience and so on and so forth. If we can adhere to the word of God, if we can pay attention to all these instructions, I'll tell you, we will enjoy our new season. Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 8, 7 to 15. Tonight we're going to be opening a lot of scriptures. So I want the media to be prepared and to also help me. Praise the Lord. Deuteronomy 8, 7 to 15. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, and vine and fig trees, and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive, and honey. Verse 9. A land, we have to start saying amen already before, because it's a prophecy. We are praying for ourselves. Verse 9. A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in heat. You know, this is talking about a new season. That is the season that God is going to launch you and I. It's a season where we will not lack anything. It's a season where nothing will be scarce for us. is a system where we enjoy abundance, a land whose stones are higher, and out of whose ease thou mayest dig brass. The same. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he has given thee. We are going to 15. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, in not keeping his commandment and his judgment and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and hast food, and thou hast built goodly houses and dwell therein, and when thou hast giants and flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and know that thou hast is multiplied, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought. Praise the Lord. What the Lord is trying to tell us tonight, what the word of God is trying to tell us tonight, is that God is taking us to a new season. God is taking you and I in this month to a place where we will not lack anything, where everything you desire shall be granted, where every opportunity that you want, God is going to give them unto us. This is your portion. This is my portion this month, in the name of Jesus. Our God is a God of new season. He said in the book of Isaiah, he said, remember not the former things. Remember all those troubles that you had passed through in the other month. He said, behold, I'm going to do a new thing. Shall it not spring forth? He said, you will know it. I'm going to be with you. I will walk with you. This is the presence of the Lord. The Lord is talking about a new season here. What is new season? Number one, the new season is the termination of ugly season and the beginning of a favorable one. Praise the Lord. When we talk about a new season, as I said the other time, a new season is the termination of a ugly season. Probably during the dry season, you expected something from the Lord and you did not get them. Probably you put in your application in some places, you wrote some exams, and your expectations were not up to. The Lord is telling you tonight that he's taking you into another season. A season that will terminate ugliness in your life and a beginning of favorable one in your life. Praise the Lord. Deuteronomy 28:12 and Daniel 2:21. Praise the Lord. Can the media help us quickly? God has program for your life. He has program for my life too. In the name of Jesus. God has program for your life in this new season. He has program for my life in this new season. And the new season we are talking about is characterized by increase. Yesterday, our pastor taught us and took us through introduction into a new season. This new season we are talking about is characterized by increase. Deuteronomy 28:12. Praise the Lord. Let's read. Praise the Lord. 28:12. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give thee rain unto the land in its season, and to bless all the work of thy hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. I tell you, this is your portion, this is my portion. The Lord, until the Lord take you to a level, to a place where you lend to nations, then you know we have not known our inheritance in the Lord. And this is the season of increase that we are talking about. So this new season is characterized by increase. The Lord wants to take you and I into a level of increase. Look at our anchor scripture. He said, a land where a time where there shall be no scarcity, where you will not lack anything. Whatever you want like this, you get them. And tonight is a prophetic night. And I want us to dig ourselves into it. I want us to catch up every blessing that the Lord has for us. And as we put our mind into all this, the Lord will bless you and I in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. I said this new season is characterized by increase. We have Leviticus 26:4. I told you we are going to be reading a lot of scriptures tonight. Leviticus 26:4. Another divination or description of this new increase we are talking about is when God, praise the Lord, Leviticus 26:4, then I will give you rain in due season. Can we say amen to this? and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Oh, what a prophecy. We appreciate God for this prophecy in the name of Jesus. God never designed you and I to lack anything. He never designed us for want or for lack. He has positioned you and I into a place wherever, whatever you want, you get. Whatever we want, whatever we desire, we get. In the book of 3 John verse 2, he said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health. This is the desire of the Lord for you and I. God does not want us to suffer. You know, I want to believe as a parent tonight, as many children that we have, as many of us that has 4, 5, 6, 7, 3, you will not want any of your child to suffer. I remember this morning, one of my children said she has a sore in her throat. And immediately I was like, ah, let me see. You'll be passing so much pain. Let's get a torchlight and look at it. And immediately I started putting one or thing to the other. And I told the father, because I don't want her to go through any pain. I don't want her to pass through anything that will affect the body. The same thing with the Almighty God. The Almighty God never wishes you and I to lack, to suffer, or to feel any pain in any area. And you know, in this new season, His mind, His promise and desire for us is that we should enjoy increase. And this shall be our portion in Jesus' name. Joel 2:26. Praise the Lord. A season of increase is also a time of supernatural supply and provision. You know, it's a time, it's a season where God provides everything you need supernaturally. You just get everything you need like this. Before you desire them, you get them. Before you think about it, you get it. Before you ask God for it, God has provided it. It's a season of supernatural supply. It's a season of supernatural provision. It's a season wherever, whatsoever you lay your hands on, you know, you get them accomplished. It's a season of great ideas. It's a season of great accomplishment. Praise the Lord. I said Joel 2:26. Praise the Lord. Joel 2:26. Praise the living Jesus. We have a lot of scriptures tonight, so please, media, you have to help me. Joel 2:26. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. You know, a season of increase is a time and a period where you are not ashamed of anything. You are not ashamed to embark on any journey. You are not afraid to embark on any business. It's a season where your mind is at rest, that whatsoever you do, you are going to prosper. We can put Deuteronomy 11:14 down. Praise the Lord. It's also a time of open and abundant resources. Praise the Lord. It's a time of open and abundant resources. You see, when God opens heaven, when there's abundant resources, before you call for help, you have received them. You want to embark on a huge, business that requires a lot of money. God makes resources available for you. Whatsoever you need, you know, provision is made for it. This is what is called increase. And this is what God is going to do for you and I in this month of September, in the name of Jesus. Another definition of a new season of increase is that it is the termination of dry season and want, as we have read in the other scriptures. You know, a time of increase is a season where you don't know any dryness. When others are saying there is a casting down, you will be saying there is a lifting up. You don't lack anything. Your health is intact. Your finances is intact. You are blessed with whatever you do. Everything around you, you enjoy the peace of God. This is what we are talking about. It is also a new season. Number 4. It's also a new season of opportunity. Praise the Lord. A season of increase is a new season of opportunity. Probably you have dropped your application in some places. You have written some exams. I tell you, God is about to give you another opportunity. In the new season, I tell you, you don't lack anything. Everybody that sees you just like you. Everybody that look at you just want to help you. And so shall it be for you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Our time is fast spent. Quickly, we are going to look at some examples of people who assessed a new season. We have an example, Apostle Peter. We all know the story in the book of Luke chapter 5, 1 to 7. I will just paraphrase because of our time. This is a time in the life of Apostle Peter where he has told, he has worked so hard. You know, he has experienced dryness. The Bible says when the people pressed on Jesus and he wanted to preach and talk to them, he now borrowed the boat of Apostle Peter. He said, "Guy, please, can I use your boat to preach?" And the Bible said he used it and he preached. And after then, he told Peter, he said, "Launch into the deep." And the man told him, and said, "Christ, we have toiled all the night. I am a professional fisherman. I have done all I'm supposed to do. I've used my skill, I've used my knowledge and understanding. We couldn't get anything." But the man said, "At your word, because you have said it, you are the master, I'm going to dip my net." And the Bible said, immediately, the fishes, only God knows where they have gone to. They all ran into his net. And the Bible said, he couldn't carry them. He had to beckon to his partner and ask for other sheep. And the Bible said, their net broke. And the sheep begin to break. They begin to break. Praise the Lord. This is what the Almighty God could do in the time of increase. When all hope was lost for Peter, Jesus Christ stepped into his boat. I pray for you tonight, the Lord will step into your night, into your life. The Lord will step into your boat and you will have increase and you will have testimony in the mighty name of Jesus. Another person which I want us to read is one of the wives of the sons of the prophet. Praise the Lord. In the book of 2 Kings chapter 4 verses 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 1 to 7. This is a woman, the wife of a prophet, a son of a prophet. He cried unto the prophet Elisha and said, "See, my servant was one of the prophets. He served the Lord and he's dead. But you know, unfortunately, before the man died, he incurred a lot of debt. And he said, they have come to take away my two sons. What am I going to do?" The man of God said, "What do you have in your house?" He said, "I don't have anything." He said, "I just have this little hoy." And so then he said, "Go borrow these vessels abroad of all thy neighbors." He said, "Borrow as much vessels as you can. Shut your door. Pray and pour the hoy." And the Bible said, the barren of oil was full. And this woman was able to sell. She paid all her debts. And she and her son, they lived in abundance throughout the period of the famine. And I want to tell you, I'm sure that this woman will lend to many people. So shall it be for us tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God stepped into the life of this woman and an increase, a season of increase came into her life. And so shall it be for you and I tonight in the name of Jesus. I pray for you everything you desire in this new season. The Lord will grant it unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Quickly, how can we enter into this new season of increase? How can we enter, or how can you enter into your season of increase? Number one, you must have God-first mentality. God-first mentality. In the book of Matthew chapter 3 verse 33, it says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his kingdom." Seek first God and his kingdom. The Bible says, every other thing that will be added unto you. If you are here tonight, you have not given your life to Christ, you know, God must be first in everything that we do. Whatever you do, as you place your as you are placing your application, as you are desiring a life partner, God must be first in your life. You must be able to take time out and ask for the will of God in your life. If you are here, you have not given your life to Christ, or probably there are some things you are harboring in your life, you have to let them go. Yesterday, the man of God talked about obedience. You see, before we can be fully blessed, we have to have full obedience into the word of God. So for you to enter and enjoy this season we are talking about, you must have God first mentality. God must be first in everything that you do. Praise the Lord. Another one is trust in the Lord. In the book of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 7, the Bible says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path." God wants you and I to trust him. If you are going to live longer, you are going to enjoy increase in this new season, you have to put your total trust. Don't have plan B. My uncle is there. My mommy is there. this and that is there. I tell you, if God does not help you, no man can help you. Every day of our life, you have to determine, God, I trust in you. As I go tonight, I know you will not put me to shame. You told me there is a provision made for me. And I tell you, God will surely help you. In the name of Jesus. Another one is a life of holiness. As many of us are going to enjoy this increase in this season, you have to live a holy life. The Bible says, come out from among them. Be ye separated. You have to be separated from all those filthy things, all those little things that you know you feel God is not happy about, that can hinder your blessing, that can hinder your increase. I tell you, you have to be separated for them. Another thing that can help you to enjoy and enter into this season is a life of holiness. The Bible said the heights of God cannot behold iniquity. He wants us, God has called us tonight into the call of holiness to be able to enjoy this increase we are talking about. And the desire to live a holy life, the Lord will grant unto us in Jesus' name. We have Proverbs 14:34. And you can also write Deuteronomy 28:1. That one is talking about if you will diligently, you know, keep the commandment of the Lord your God that is commanding you this day. One of it is this holiness we are talking about. He said, Proverbs 14:34. Praise the Lord. I'm presently in Deuteronomy 28:1. He said, if you can diligently hearken tonight and keep the commandment of the Lord your God, righteousness exalts a nation. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all he has commanded thee, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee above all nations of the earth. If you and I will determine tonight to live a holy life, to live a life separated from iniquity, I tell you, our increase is sure. And so shall it be for us in Jesus' name. Another one is a life of diligence and hard working. We have been taught in this house, you know, to work very hard. There's another that said, anybody that does not work should not eat. Praise the Lord. You and I must determine that in this season of increase, I must work very hard. You have to be a diligent person. Diligence and hard work will cause you to excel in this new season. Praise the Lord. John 15:17 and Proverbs 18:19. John 15:17. These things have I command you, that you love one another. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 18:19. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule. Hey, praise the Lord. You see, when you live a life of hard work and diligence, your work will progress. You know, it's a high time to put aside everything that has to do with slothfulness and laziness. If you want to enjoy increase in this new season, I tell you, my brothers and sisters, you have to be determined to work very hard. The Bible says, when you see a man that is diligent in his work, he's not going to stand before me men. He will stand before kings. Praise the Lord. So shall it be for us in Jesus' name. And the last one I'm going to be talking about tonight is faithfulness in tithing and giving. Malachi 3:10. The book of Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. Faithfulness in tithing and in our giving. You have to observe the covenant of tithing and offering. Praise the Lord. Whatever God has given unto you, you have to be faithful in your tithing and in your offering. Don't feel what I have is not enough. I cannot pay my tithe. Your tithe is the 10% of what God has given unto you. The Bible said, bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now therewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall be no room enough to receive it. That is, if you and I can make up our mind tonight, that in all, in your salary, in everything that God has blessed you with, as you touch them, as you give, I tell you, the sky is our limit when it comes to increase. And we also have to give. Papa has said it so much in this house, that, you know, the mind that you feel that you are poor, that is the more reason why you have to give. Everybody must have something to give. And you know, Yoruba will say one thing, that Owo Afuni is always at the top. When you give somebody, when you give, your hand is always at the top. It's the receiver that the hand is low. So you have to determine tonight, and I'm going to give my way to my blessing. I tell you, and like my husband, we always say, that blessing does not give into prayer sometimes. You have to give. If you want to be blessed, you have to be a man that gives. The Bible says that as long as the heart remaineth, seed time, harvest time, cold and winter will not cease. That means it is what you sow that you reap. When you give sparingly, you will reap sparingly. And when you sow, you know, when you sow abundantly, you will reap abundantly. And I pray that God will open our understanding tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's read Proverbs 14, 24 to 25. Proverbs 14, 24 to 25. And if the crown, 24, 25. Proverbs 14. The crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolishness of the fool is folly. A true witness delivereth soul, but a deceitful witness speaketh lies. Praise the Lord. You know, a just weight is an abomination unto God. And the Bible says, a liberal soul shall be made fat. He that watereth shall be water also himself. So if you sow tonight, you are going to reap. And I pray that God will bless us as he launches us into our new season. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And provision, if you are here tonight.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.